This is St. Louis Public Radio. When Pete DiPrato died last week from COVID-19, members of his family assembled at his home in O'Fallon, Missouri, but they didn't go inside. They pulled up chairs in the driveway, keeping several feet apart from each other. In the time of coronavirus, patients die alone, and their families are forced to keep their distance. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports on one St. Louis County family grappling with this new reality.
Pete and Jackie DiPrato celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary in November. They lived the last 20 years in O'Fallon. Pete was supposedly retired, but he wasn't the sort to sit still and was still working a few days a week for the Lou Fuse auto dealerships. About a year ago, doctors diagnosed him with lung cancer. He'd been through one round of chemotherapy and was doing pretty well.
Actually, if you look on Facebook, I have a picture of him painting the foyer Wednesday night. But he was a strong, strong man, and he got everything done.
2 days after Jackie took that photo, Pete said he felt sick. She brought him into the hospital, and his condition deteriorated rapidly. Pete was admitted on a Saturday night. On Tuesday, Jackie got a phone call.
The doctor called me and said, you know, he only has 24 to 48 hours. He's very, very sick. It appears to me to be the coronavirus.
To prevent spread of the virus, the ICU at Barnes Jewish Hospital wasn't allowing any visitors. So Pete's nurse set up a FaceTime video call with Jackie.
I said, Jackie, you and I have so much to do. And I said, what are you talking about, Pete? And he said, well, we didn't go over the bills. We didn't go over the finances. And he could hardly breathe or talk. We didn't do that stuff because he wasn't sick enough.
Jackie wanted to be there in the room with her husband in his final hours, but that was impossible. A few hours later, Pete died. And the family got a taste of the cruelty of grieving in the time of coronavirus. Jackie was at home in quarantine and couldn't let any family or friends into the house. Her daughter, Jackie Hamill, had the sad task of keeping people away.
I spoke with all of my aunts and they all wanted to come over, but they're all old. They can't come over. They just can't. I kept saying, no, 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 you can't. And then my one aunt said, I'm going to come. I'm going to stand in the driveway. So she came and stood in the driveway. And then I called my brother and I said, Pete, you have to come over. So he came over and he sat in a chair 10 feet from my mom. We were in a box on my mom's driveway, all about 6 to 10 feet away from each other.
Pete's twin brother and his son each had a can of Bud Light in the driveway after cleaning them off with disinfectant wipes. At a time when the family needed to be close, they were forced to keep their distance.
There has not been any hugs. None. My son was so sad yesterday. His sister couldn't go to him. I couldn't go to him. His uncle couldn't go to him. We just watched him cry. That's what we've done is watch each other cry from afar. It's really mean. I don't know what else to say. It's so mean. My husband deserves so much more at this point in time.
Her daughter has been making funeral arrangements, and with quarantine and social distancing in play, the options are limited. Pete was an Air Force reservist for 25 years and wanted to be buried at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery.
They are only doing drop-off burials, so we would have to drop him off, and they would bury him, and we could have a celebration later.
Jackie DiPrato says the physical separation from her loved ones makes it impossible to achieve any sense of closure.
And now there's no funeral, there's no mass, there's no celebration. It's going to be like Pete disappeared. He was here one day, and then he was gone.
The family may wait a few months before having a memorial service in hopes everyone can be together by then. Anything they do will have to wait at least 2 weeks until the widow is out of quarantine. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.